broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for March 28th in the year of our Lord, 2024. This is Hour 2 of 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country, and to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, with its checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, and one of the peaceful, restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. We reject revolution unless it's a Jesus revolution, then we're in. Actually, we follow the Prince of Peace every day to the best of our ability, ladies and gentlemen. Last hour, we talked about our incredible webinar last night. Myself, Vivek Ramaswamy, many others doing a great job talking about the solutions for America. And then we talked about James Carville. James Carville literally threatened to assassinate the president of the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen. I don't understand how on earth he's not arrested right now. I'm calling for an arrest of James Carville. And I want to bring our guest on, tell you who he is. And before we get started, I want to replay that soundbite of James Carville on TV and get his take. Our guest is Dr. Matthew Anthony Harper. Who is he? He's with Intermountain Christian News. IMCnews.org is where you can learn more about their incredible news service. Great stories, prayer rolls to pray for people, just great, great, great solutions. Dr. Anthony has so many credentials, they're hard to mention, except for he is a member of the White House Press Corps. And so he's able to really get some inside information and report on it in meaningful, credible, valuable ways. Dr. Matthew Harper, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
It's good to join you, Sam. Very troubling issues I know that we're dealing with in our nation. And I like that wonderful intro. I wanted to comment about what President Lincoln has to say about a nation in crisis.
Yes, please.
Yes, you know, in the middle of Civil War, this is a proclamation on appointing a national fast day. It's, by the way, it's at the top of our website, imcnews.org. You can read what President Lincoln had to say, but he's the only president that has enough courage to say what really needs to be said, and that is that America is a nation that has forgotten God. We have become too proud and arrogant, too proud to pray to the one that created us. So these are some key things that stand out of that proclamation. He said, intoxicated with unbroken success. It was really powerful statement there. And then he also said, we need to repent of our many national sins in hopes that God would have mercy on us and forgive us. He quoted from a Jewish scripture, Psalm 33:12, which states, blessed only are those nations whose God is the Lord. I don't know if anyone of you out there know of any president that has had enough courage to put their name to a call to national repentance and has the nerve, the courage to say that America really has problems with sin and forgetting God. So, we were talking about this briefly in that introduction about the Biden administration, the White House, and everything, and it's very troubling about what's going on, isn't it?
All right, we're going to drill into that, but James Carville made a statement on national TV that I have a serious, serious, serious problem with. He used a term called doing wet work, and what that is a term for assassination. It's a term that's used by the mafia. It's a term that's used by the CIA. And James Carville literally says, hey, Joe Biden needs to get people to do his wet work. Joe's not good at it, but others are. And hey, we just need to do the. And the host kind of freaks and goes, oh, that's a mafia term. Anyway, I want you to listen to this. Then I want you to get, I want your response to this, doctor, because this to me is, I don't know what's happening. Here it is.
President Biden is not the best attack politician I've ever seen in my life. And I'll leave it at that. But there are a lot of people that to do what I call, quote, the wet work, unquote. And it's kind of, but it's a paid TV and stuff like that. But yes, a CIA term. Uh-huh. You take a guy out. But he doesn't need to do the wet work. People like me and other groups in the party need to do that. He's not very good at it. I don't think people want to hear from that. And he can you know, cruise along here at a better altitude. But this has got to be done, and they got to press this advantage right now in it.
The mainstream press doesn't even have the ability or the willingness to challenge this. No outcries or condemnations for the mainstream press at all on this, doctor. I cannot believe you said this on national TV, and no one seems to care. I care. This is wrong. This is evil. This can't stand. We need to arrest Carville immediately. You can't make threats like that. What if somebody literally decided to take out? You cannot say that kind of stuff, doctor.
Yeah, it's very troubling, isn't it? Carville needs to be taking it. It needs to be arrested for that. I mean, other people that would make statements like that would be arrested. And, Carville's clearly in opposition to our Constitution. He sounds like, in many ways, a communist. I'm really concerned about our nation and many so-called leaders, you know, trending towards that communist manifesto, right out of the playbook of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals.
I think you're spot on this. And look, I'm not a fan of Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, or Joe Biden in any way, shape, or form. In fact, I think everything they're doing is evil. Everything they're doing is bad for the country. I don't agree with them really on anything. But I would never want harm to come to them. I would never make statements like that of a hostile or a violent nature in any way, shape, or form. I don't care what color they are. I don't care what their beliefs are. I would never make that kind of a statement. And I'm shocked that we've gone to the level where those statements are blatantly made without even hardly, I mean, I guess eyebrows were raised, but nothing more.
Yeah, I can only think that those terms would apply, as far as the wet work, would apply towards get rid of ISIS or Hamas or whatever.
Yeah, and now that's a different discussion relating to war or whatever. I mean, I kind of understand in wartime it's a little different, but we're talking about in a peaceful country like America right now, we're speaking about the former president of the United States of America, right?
Yeah, totally unacceptable. So there is a double standard, isn't there, Sam?
And that's why I'm hammering on this. What if I said that? The FBI would be at my door tomorrow, wouldn't they?
Of course.
As well, they should be.
The double standard. Yeah, we've got to deal with that double standard. The hypocrisy of the Democrat Party. Well, there's actually hypocrisy in every party. This is just a problem with human nature. And my doctorate degree is in psychology, so I've made a lot of the observations at the White House. I'd like to do a book about a psychological analysis of the White House, what really goes on amongst the media themselves and the White House staff and so forth. But it is very troubling, Sam, the direction we are headed. And I sure pray that America will, as President Lincoln, return to God.
Amen. It's a little bit like a Jim Jones drinking the Kool-Aid at the White House, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's so much, I would say, propaganda. I feel like I'm in a propaganda camp when they are with so many of the media just drinking that Kool-Aid, as you said. So supportive of the Biden administration. You know, I'm there during the Trump administration, too, you know, observing the press meetings, and they sure attacked him a lot. They were so all against him, but they sure aren't against Biden right now.
All right, there you have it. Doctor, I want to learn a little bit more about you. Tell me a little bit about your life.
Okay, well, first of all, I'm a musician, so I really had no desire to be at the White House to do this journalism reporter thing at all. I didn't have very much respect for news reporters. So much about, and I think a lot of people out there might not have much respect for reporters in general as well because of all the fake news, of all the propaganda. But I have an opportunity to report truth. So I have a biblical perspective on world issues and representing an evangelical Christian audience, Orthodox Jews. So I have this special opportunity to get into the White House. But over 12 years ago, Senator James Risch of Idaho's press person told me about how to get in as a member of the press. As you mentioned, I'm at the Intermountain Christian News, which has been going on for 21 years. So I just know that there was a strong calling for having someone to report truth there at the White House. And it just worked out perfectly for me to be there at some very historic, opportune times.
All right, so you're a member of the White House media pool, if you will. And, you know, help people understand what that means. What does that mean?
Part of the media pool, that's in general. There have been a lot of reporters that could be part of a media pool, but to be an official White House correspondent, it took me over 10 years to get that official badge, White House.
All right, we come back from a quick break, Dr. Harper. I want to dig into that, what that means, and I want to kind of assess some of the colleagues that have that honor with you. We'll talk about it in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Attention collectors and savvy investors. We are excited to announce a momentous evolution in our journey. Introducing Freewater Coin Company, formerly known as Rust Coin and Gift. This rebranding takes us back to the very roots of where it all began, Freewater, Oregon. It's a tribute to the legacy of Al Rust and a celebration of three generations of dedication and excellence in the world of coins and precious gifts. Al, Brian, and Jake Rust, standing strong through 64 years of service. Discover a world of exceptional service at Freewater Coin Company, your premier destination for genuine, honest money and precious gifts. Under Brian's expert guidance, Freewater Coin Company, building on the legacy of Rust Coin and Gift, continues its tradition of trust and excellence. Visit us at our Provo, Utah location. Explore our treasures online at rustgoldandsilver.com or call us at 801-377-1574. Freewater Coin Company, where your future is built one honest coin at a time.
Dr. Harper with me, ladies and gentlemen. He's a member of the White House press media pool. He's with Intermountain Christian News, imcnews.com, or .org. I'm sorry, imcnews.org is the website, ladies and gentlemen. And what is it like to be part of the White House pool of reporters and everything else? Are there friendlies there, or is it just like all the liberals and you?
Sam, I have my moments of actually being bullied at the White House by other reporters. There have been a couple of news stories about that. If you've heard of Gateway Pundit, Gateway Pundit did a story about me being bullied a couple times. So you can just look up on the internet, my name, Dr. Anthony Harper, bullied at the White House, Playboy reporter, CNN reporter, was doing that, and another reporter from Gray Television. So it was John Decker that was involved with harassing me, and another one as well, Brian Karim, or Karim. But anyway, there's some stories about my experiences with them there, and I've had very intense times. You know, I want to say that this experience that I have at the White House reporting truth is in jeopardy. It's not easy to be there. I have to get people to sponsor me to be there, and I hope that I can continue. So for all those out there that want me to be there, they can help keep me there to make a difference. And we actually need to have more courageous reporters there that I would like to train and have there to be there when I'm not there.
All right, any friendlies there? I mean, the bullying and but is there anybody that's like us? Is anybody else in the inner circle, or whatever you want to call it?
Friendly. obviously a majority of them are, have been friendly towards me. I've had some good experiences at the White House. You know, people that are sympathetic towards the Christian cause, the Jewish cause. I've met some Jewish reporters there. Ami Magazine has a reporter there that I'm close with, and he's been very friendly. And he stood up for me against a bully, the reporter from Ami Magazine. So I'm so thankful for there are some good people. One America News reporters are there. I have some great conversations with them, and as well as Fox News and Newsmax have been very friendly to me, and several others. So I'm thankful that at least there are some good reporters. But usually I'm the only member of the Christian media there. I'm usually the only member of the Jewish media. By the way, I'm with an Israeli news service called Newsreel. I don't know if how many people may have heard of that. Newsreel. Website is newsreel.com, N-E-W-S-R-A-E-L.com. And great opportunity, Sam.
Amen to that. I'm shocked that you've been bullied there. Did you take your complaints anywhere to get any resolution, or is there nowhere to go?
Okay, well, no, I have, I think my complaints to CNN about, you know, the reporter from Playboy or CNN, and then also to Gray Television. I took my complaint to the supervisor of that reporter, and he stopped being a bully, so and shut him up. So I haven't had any problems since you know, those news reports came out exposing them. And but I've got to be consistent in standing up to bullies. I actually was bullied as a kid, and I'm not going to take it anymore. And so I don't think anyone out here should do that. And we are being bullied, Sam, by the Democrat Party, by Biden, the White House, the Biden administration are bullying America into their communist agenda. Right out of the, if people haven't read that book, Rules for Radicals, this is what is really happening, is Biden administration creating crisis situations and blaming the Republicans for this. And, you know, I would say that I was just recently I was about a month or so ago with the State Department. I get called on usually every day there. And I was asking a question about our border problem, the invasion. And the State Department spokesman, Matthew Miller, was blaming the Republicans. It's all the Republicans' fault that we're having this border problem. But the really issue is that it's all the Biden administration's fault. They are allowing this invasion to occur.
Wow. I've never heard of bullying at the White House. Isn't the White House supposed to be the leader in making sure that nobody gets bullied? I'm grateful that it's stopping, and I'm grateful you're standing up, and I'm grateful there's a few people that stand up for you. But this, you would think that Joe Biden would say, we even have bullying in our own press corps, our own White House press coverage pool. This has got to stop. Has he made any statements, or is there anything there? And how was it under different presidents?
Well, I've complained to the White House, and there's no statement from the White House standing against bullying that I know of. But this is totally unacceptable. Although, you know, the Trump administration, I guess, there was one reporter that had some encounters. It was actually Brian Karam with CNN and Playboy, whatever, that had some altercations with one of Trump's key staff persons. And I'm just blanking out what his name is right now. But there was that going on. You know, the Trump administration was being accused of bullying this reporter for, you know, the behavior there and interrupting things. We have the current White House, the Biden administration, has been bullying this one black African news reporter. His name, if you know who he is, Simon Atiba.
Now, I guess this bullying was caught on video, right?
Actually, for my bullying, it was caught on video. It was with Brian Karam. If you go to Gateway Pundit, you know, talk about you know, bullying, and that the name of Brian Karam, so that was clearly caught on video, and it was in context of the COVID virus situation. and the mask policy. So in that video, the reporter is, he doesn't have a mask on. So I have a mask on. He tells me, stay 6 feet away from me because you're not, you're not vaccinated. So just all this crazy stuff during the COVID virus things. And there's a lot of bullying regarding, the mask policy at the White House and the way I was treated. So all these vaccinated people get to walk around and without any masks at all to be in press meetings, and I have to wear one. So for the sciences behind people that are vaccinated were getting sick, actually White House staff getting sick and spreading whatever around, and but yet just picking on me, bullying me. And I knew I wasn't going to bring up the other issue, Sam, was being bullied to take away my press pass and the press pass of Simon Atiba and many others. There's a news story, the Daily Signal, entitled "The 442 Reporters Losing Their Press Passes" or "Their Press Passes Being in Jeopardy." But thank God, I still have my press pass, and I thank God that these two great attorneys showed up at the last hour to defend me, and the White House backed down.
What was their reasoning or excuse for suggesting that you shouldn't have a press pass in the first place?
For a lot of these reporters, is that the excuse they would have is because of reporters not actually having a press pass for the Congress. And this is so ridiculous. Why would I want to have a press pass for the be distracted and be over at the Congress or even at the Supreme Court? So I actually applied to get it. I couldn't get a press pass for the Congress. They actually excluded me because our newspaper is a nonprofit newspaper. They wouldn't allow that. So I complained to the White House and said, they're not allowing me. So I said, how can you require this of me and other reporters that would take us away from our primary responsibility being at the White House to report?
I'm having a hard time responding to this because I started out the show. I mean, is it the ultimate bullying to say, hey, I think we should do wet work against you? We should literally assassinate and kill you. It's a CIA mafia kind of term. And now we're back to this idea that, look, 440 press people were going to lose their passes because what purged based on, what new rules or standards and everything else. And then you literally are bullied on video. Where's the mainstream press to stand up on this? Because, you can say, well, we don't agree with your views. It's about civility. It's about respect. It's about decency. It's about honor. It's about self-governance, doctor.
It is. Fox News should have been featuring me and others' plights about meeting this requirement of having a Congress or Supreme Court press pass that would take us away from our main responsibilities, clear discrimination, and especially, to say that you're not qualified. Your news organization cannot qualify because it's a nonprofit. And they would want for me to reveal give all the names of the donors to our nonprofit. A clear violation, treating our newspaper as something evil or whatever. And what really is evil is the Biden administration.
I don't really know how to respond to this. It is so egregious. Have there been a lot of hosts and other reporters that have been willing to at least speak out and be incensed like I am on it?
I would say the Gateway Pundit has been really good.
Yeah, but a few. But, all right, hold on. We'll talk about it more. Stay there, doctor. I know I was supposed to let you go at 30. Can you stay longer?
Yes.
All right, hold on. Yes. This is great radio. Stay there, ladies and gentlemen.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
U.S. News. I'm Ryan Daniels. A controversial new Texas immigration law will be kept on hold. According to a ruling of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, the three-judge panel in New Orleans ruled 2-1, denying Texas's request to suspend a lower court ruling which found the Lone Star State's SB 4 unconstitutional. The law would allow Texas state and local officers to arrest people they suspect to be in the country illegally. The Biden administration has sued, claiming the state of Texas has no authority to enforce federal immigration law. Transportation Chief Pete Buttigieg discussing priorities now that recovery is beginning in the wake of the bridge collapse in Baltimore.
Reopen the port, deal with the supply chain implications until the port does reopen, rebuild the bridge, and deal with the surface transportation implications until the bridge is rebuilt.
Six people are presumed dead after a cargo ship hit a pillar of the bridge early Tuesday morning. The NTSB says the cargo ship that hit the bridge was carrying toxic chemical materials. A longtime U.S. senator from Connecticut has died.
Longtime former Connecticut Senator Democrat Joe Lieberman has died at the age of 82. His family says he passed away as the result of a fall. Lieberman, the first Jewish American nominated to a major party's presidential ticket as Al Gore's running mate back in the year 2000.
There are some people who might actually call Al's selection of me an act of chutzpah. To be honored to be a major party candidate for the vice presidency.
USA's Laura Winters, a West Point cadet, dead in Florida. Now police investigations underway. Officers say 21-year-old Haven Morris of California was reported missing in Fort Lauderdale Saturday night. Divers found his body in a local waterway 2 days later. Initially, police said it appeared to be an accidental drowning, but an investigation continues. This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation. And we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
America stands at a crossroads. This April 17th in Las Vegas, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association unveils a blueprint for hope at the Ahern Luxury Hotel. Join us alongside luminaries like General Flynn and Sheriff Richard Mack from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Discover a peaceful revolution to safeguard our constitutional republic. Seats are limited. Register now for just $49. Visit cspoa.org today. The time to act is now. cspoa.org.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm with Dr. Matthew Anthony Harper. He's an investigative journalist. He's a member of the White House media pool. He's got credentials left and right. He's with Intermountain Christian News Service, imcnews.org. They also have a website, newsreel.com. Check that out. Caught on video. Yeah, he was bullied, ladies and gentlemen. The Gateway Pundit, if you want to look that up. White House purges. White House purges 442 reporters using new press credentials. They didn't get away with it. People stood up and stopped the White House from doing that. DailySignal.com for that piece. So, Doctor, we were right in the middle of this, and I kind of said, listen, I think these people need to stand up. You would think they'd take care of one of their own. A few have, most haven't, but the White House has literally done nothing about this bullying. What a shock that is. I look back at the Trump administration. I'm not telling you that it was perfect, but, hey, Malia, whatever, Trump's wife, basically she was putting together a way to kind of protect children from bullying, right?
Right. Yeah, the double standard. You know, the bullying that was the accusations during the Trump administration was, the Trump administration bullying a couple of news reporters. Thinking of Jim Acosta. I was there with Jim Acosta. We would regularly talk with him, and he interrupted, was bullying, bullying some staff, the Trump administration, taking the microphone out of someone's hand there, and just being very aggressive. But there was just, the other reporter was Brian Karam, and his altercation with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Maybe people have heard
yeah, that. Well-known Salem news guy.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that was quite a showdown, and it was hot in the news there for a while. But clearly the double standard, and, I would like to have Fox News talk about, what it's like as a member of the Christian media being bullied, and how the religious media is being treated versus the other media. And it's total hypocrisy here. And what we're talking about is, for our audience, the evangelical Christian audience is large, is huge. And for them to ignore what we have to say, our concerns whatsoever, is totally unacceptable. And I've had quite the encounters with the current press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre. I've had a confrontation with her at her office regarding the day of the Supreme Court decision on Roe v. Wade, and she canceled press meetings. And I was at her office. I caught her in her doorway, about ready to leave, and I asked her about, what about a child's right to life? Do you have a response to our Christian audience? And she walked away from, went back into her office, shut the door. I actually yelled that question out in a press meeting when she was bragging about the ability to kill children in abortion.
And now we're finding out, believe it or not, the latest report from Live Action is that diaper companies, believe it or not, are promoting and funding and spending money on murdering babies as well, Doctor. This is insane.
Yeah. It is insane. Like I said earlier at the beginning of the program, what President Lincoln had to say, clearly, America, a lot of so-called leaders have forgotten God, American public, and it is my hope that we will not fall as a nation. And so we have a lot to do with it. And the integrity of our election is so important. I had a surprise meeting with Carrie Lake, with Mercedes Schlapp of CPAC, to talk about our border problem. And we have a serious border problem. I mentioned earlier, Biden is allowing this invasion to occur. And I'm really concerned about how the left, the Democrats, would try to take advantage, create crisis around the election time using Antifa, BLM. And the new thing is PLM, how as a Palestinian Lives Matter movement is a lot like Black Lives Matter movement, violent. And
it's just an international version, if you will, with a different twist, but all designed to divide, right?
Yeah. We need to be on the lookout and be prepared for, you know, the Biden administration to use all the illegal people coming across your border and Antifa, the orchestrated event on their end, to disrupt our election somehow, to really cause a crisis like they did, I believe, in 2020.
Do you work with the Media Research Center?
I know about the Media Research Center, but I don't work with it.
The reason I ask is we had Dan Schneider on just either yesterday or the day before. I can't remember. He's with Free Speech America with MRC.org. He's the vice president over there. And he's been talking about Google has been getting away with election interference for over 16 years. They've interfered in elections 41 times since 2008 alone. That's election fraud, sir.
Very disturbing. Yeah, so disturbing. All right. This is really an act of insurrection, isn't it?
All right. If we have so much disrespect for life, so much disrespect for our fellow human beings, sons and daughters of Almighty God is the way I would put it, and we're not going to do anything about it, it's just going to get worse, from threats of assassination to bullying that you've experienced. Even if it's on video, it doesn't seem to have an impact enough. Are we headed to World War III, sir? I mean, is that imminent because of all this kind of stuff? At some point, you cannot turn your back on God, promote sex, perversion, violence, murder, all these different things, and not eventually have the punishments meted out, right?
Right. Well, the judgment is going to be coming. If people are familiar with the Jewish scriptures, they're talking about God's punishment. There's the Sodom and Gomorrah situation. There's the worldwide flood. But clearly we're facing, I guess you might say, World War III or Armageddon, a situation with the Middle East. Israel is so crucial, especially in these last days. And I've been introduced to the Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu because of my White House questions on exposing that UN agency, UNRWA, if you heard of the news a lot, it continues to be in the news, Biden's delusion that this UN agency, UNRWA, is so a wonderful humanitarian organization helping out in Gaza, and his delusion.
Folks, it's flat out an international criminal enterprise, isn't it?
Yeah, there are Hamas members working there, and actually what they're doing is that they are training children and parents to kill Jews. In their curriculum, they portray the land as Palestine, not Israel. They glorify terrorists in their textbooks. There's a lot about this.
But I'm kind of a simpleton, doctor. I look at the Ten Commandments, and it just says, thou shalt not kill, and it doesn't, you know, really specify who or what, and it just, you know what, don't kill, right?
Correct. Yeah, don't kill. It's very clear. It's not supposed to be a rocket science. You know, the Ten Commandments are very clear on this matter. And if we abandon those principles, we abandon the things that have made America great, the Ten Commandments, then America is headed towards destruction, major destruction. I think of how Rome was destroyed from within, a moral decline in America. There's moral decline extreme, and we are falling apart from within, and I'm really worried for America. We've fought so much to have our freedoms, the military. And, you know, I want to talk about the military, the border thing. I was reading an article about from Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee that the VA, the Veteran Administration, is processing claims for illegal migrants. This is unacceptable for the Veteran Administration to be doing anything other than just serving veterans. So there's an article by this Senator Marsha Blackburn and others.
Well, and pretty soon, if we're not careful, the illegals are going to get more service than veterans will. The veterans will be put at the back of the line, at the back of the bus, right?
I know. I'm an Air Force veteran myself, and I'm very upset how there are a lot of homeless veterans. They're not getting help with housing. But yet these illegal migrants coming across our border, they're getting free housing and quite a lot more, free health care whatsoever. And this
maybe the vets just need to cross the border incognito and be kind of an illegal alien as a sorts, you know, and that way they might be able to get some service and help.
Yeah, very.
I just to make the point, right? I'm just kidding. I'm just saying that look, this is insanity. Anyway, I think we're headed to World War III, not because we have to be. We can choose the peaceful solution if we, the people, would turn to God and repent. He's promised us that He will heal us and He'll protect our land if we just repent and turn to Him and depend on Him. Anyway, all right. I wanted to talk about all those things because I think they're super relevant. But I also want to learn more about not only your White House credentials, but the news service. Who put this together? And are you the founder?
I'm one of the founders. It's a nonprofit. So they're, at least required to have, three members that have a board of directors. But yes, I'm one of the founding members. And so this is, over 21 years ago. This is the longest running Christian newspaper in Intermountain region, serving several states, Utah, Montana, Wyoming, Western Oregon, and Intermountain.
All right,
region.
Hang tight. We'll talk about it more. Dr. Anthony Harper with me, ladies and gentlemen. Newsreel is one of his websites, newsreel.com. The other one is IMC, Intermountain Christian News, imcnews.org. We'll talk more in seconds on your radio.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
All right, Dr. Anthony Matthew Harper with me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry, Matthew Anthony Harper. Wow, I don't know if I got dyslexia or what's happening. Anyway, Dr. Matthew Anthony Harper with me, ladies and gentlemen. He's an investigative journalist. He's a member of the White House media pool. Intermountain Christian News. He's one of the founders, imcnews.org. He has also got another website, newsreel.com. So you're one of the founders. It was started to bring a Christian reality check to the media. What an incredible solution it's been for the last 21 plus years in the Intermountain West, handling states in the Rocky Mountains, etc. Tell me what your mission statement is, what kind of drives you guys and what the focus is for your organization. Because really people need to keep an eye on this. And I don't know that. I mean, I've been in the news media for a long time, and I didn't really know about it until our dear friend told me about it. And so we need to make sure people are aware, Doctor.
Yes. Well, our mission is really, it is the gospel message of the truth. I mean, which is really, as you know, lacking in the media. So, and Jesus is truth. So our foundation is looking to Jesus, looking to God as our source of what truth is, for he is the embodiment of truth. News reporters need to understand truth and facts. How can they say they're about fact reporting or truth reporting when they don't understand who is truth. I think that wonderful, that very intense interchange between Pontius Pilate and Jesus, when Pontius Pilate asked Jesus, what is truth? And Jesus
what
is saying to
is
people,
truth, ladies and gentlemen, and I would submit to you that truth is God's plan. Truth is the way God sees it, right? Truth is reality.
Yes, and Jesus said, you know, very clear that those of truth listen to me. So many of the media are just chasing their own tail. They're all about themselves. They're into deception. So the foundation of our news is truth based upon a relationship with Jesus, who alone can give hope to America. As President Lincoln said, we've really abandoned God, and we need to get back. And President Lincoln is calling for that repentance. So that's not going to happen without that repentance. You know, I'm going to say that previous Vice President Mike Pence, I recently had an encounter, met with him. He actually was afraid to quote this scripture on repentance from 2 Chronicles 7:14 at the White House. He said there's an ancient verse that says, if we humble ourselves and pray, God will do as he always has done, and he will heal our land. That's a big lie. He took things out of context, out of fear, I believe. He refused to quote that 2 Chronicles 7:14 verse. And the key thing in that verse is turning from our wicked ways and mentioning the word sin. But former Vice President Pence would not utter those words. And I don't know of any president that has enough courage to do that besides President Lincoln.
So you're telling me that Mike Pence was afraid he wouldn't do it?
He wouldn't do it. There's a video. It's on video. He's making up this whole other version. He's lying about what 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, and he wouldn't even identify this. He just said there's an ancient verse. Too afraid of public opinion. In the crowd, there is a Jewish leader. There is a Muslim leader, Hindu leader, and he's too afraid. And this is a history, the problem that he had with quoting that verse. And I don't know too many politicians that have enough courage to quote that. And what it really says, you know, about this, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. It's a conditional thing that they do these in this order. Then he will hear their prayers. But that's not what Vice President Pence said. He reinterpreted it. He really lied about what it said. And I don't know of any current politicians that would quote it as it truly is. No U.S. senator has quoted, to my knowledge, that in its entirety. No U.S. congressman recently. And I would love to have that heard in the halls of Congress, in the White House. And by the way, I have quoted it at the White House to Biden's people.
And their response?
Deer in headlights. No response.
Folks,
isn't that alarming?
I don't know how to deal with this stuff. This is very, very simple. This last 2 hours has been about how we're turning to be a violent, murderous, gainsaying people, all these slogans that turn away from God and replace God with idols and everything else. We have got to return to God Almighty. It's the only solution we know that really has historical fact of being true, of working. And the idea that Mike Pence won't even say this, that he literally butchered it, whether it was intentional or whether he just doesn't know the scriptures or what, I don't know. But the fact that he seemed to be able to reference it but yet get it completely wrong is serious rise for concern also. Because if he does, I mean, to pull it out of his hat like that, he has to know, right?
He has to know. So he deliberately did this. It's not that he had a bad memory, that he couldn't remember that verse, because his memory was really good at everything else he was saying. So he knew clearly, he deliberately did this out of fear, I believe, but
You don't think a Rand Paul or a Mike Lee or any of those guys would have the guts to do it, though?
I don't.
None of them?
None of them have enough courage to do this and resolve. But I have enough courage to deal with it at the White House, quoting it with other news reporters. And I'm actually often quote President Lincoln in his proclamation on appointing a national fast day. I say what he said. And we had a day of prayer and repentance event at the Museum of the Bible. And by the way, a former House Speaker McCarthy was there when Lincoln's words on a call to repentance were played for the audience and other members of Congress. And I went to the White House that day and asked them what their response to what President Lincoln had to say at this event. His words and that House Speaker McCarthy was there. And do you think we need to have a time of repentance? But no response from the White House.
No response from McCarthy. How about Mike Johnson?
I would like for him to. He's in an ideal position, isn't he? For him, to
I would think so. And he also touts that he's a Christian, that he's willing to stand up on these principles. Let's find out.
Let's challenge him to really quote this in its entirety. To have the courage, House Speaker Johnson, to quote 2 Chronicles 7:14 in its entirety, not to be afraid of what people think about this, and for him to quote Lincoln's his proclamation on appointing a national fast day, for him to quote Lincoln's words that America's a nation has forgotten God.
Amen. And what about George Washington in his farewell address? He basically said, "Look, there are the two great indispensable supports, which is morality and religion." And basically he intimated that, and I don't have it in front of me, and so I'm not trying to butcher it, but he basically said, if we don't have those things, we're done. We've got to have morality and religion in the people. They're the two indispensable supports is what he called them, right?
Yeah. President Washington wasn't, I think, courageous enough to talk about the word sin, like President Lincoln did, to address that the core issue. Actually, that word sin is very powerful. I think about what it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, turning from your wicked ways. President Washington didn't say that we need to turn from our wicked ways, to my knowledge.
Well, and the Savior said, and sin no more, right? Not only turn away from it, but don't do it anymore.
Right. Yeah, he says, stop doing this. It would be great if humanity could just stop doing bad. But, we do as humans. The Bible talks about having a fallen nature, and we have to be born again, Jesus said. Unless if we're not born again, we can't enter heaven. So, and
that's
being
right.
Born again means.
I mean, Nicodemus learned that very blatantly, didn't he?
Right. For those that really want to know what born again, it happens only when you acknowledge that you are a sinner, that you need Jesus. You ask him to save you from your sins. You trust him as your Savior. You become born again at that moment. Your spirit is born again, and then you can enter heaven. If you die, the big question today is, if people die today, how do they know they're going to be in heaven? If they die today, would they be in heaven? Do they know for sure? Can they say 100% for sure? And really, I can say that. And I believe any true believer in Jesus can say that, because that's the truth. Jesus said we can be born again through that acknowledgement, and how many people have enough courage to admit that we are sinners that need that. And our newspaper is about truth, sharing Jesus and reporting truth, the facts in the matter, how Scripture applies to today's news events. And I think about what's going on in Israel. So it's very troubling what's going on in Israel. And I quote Scripture about the warning of dividing Israel, this two-state solution. Biden is deluded with that. So we need to be about
truth. Amen to that. Dr. Matthew Anthony Harper, thank you so much for the interview. What is truth? Pontius Pilate asked, the truth shall set you free. And the truth is to be obedient to God Almighty and learn to see the world as our Savior does. He's a journalist doing a great job. Newsreel.com, imcnews.org. Check out those incredible websites. Dr. Harper, we'll have you back soon, sir. Thank you so much, and God bless you. And we encourage everyone to have civility. I created a website called callforcivility.com. Check it out. We need to stand together in peace and follow the Prince of Peace. Thank you, Doctor.
Great to join you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word, share the love. God save the Republic.